Chapter 17, How to Realign with the Guiding Force. Now, I've all had those times in life when things just don't work for us. Perhaps we've gotten into financial difficulties, perhaps our relationships are broken down around us, or maybe we feel we're in an almost constant state of anxiety and tension. From what I've seen, the main reason for that is because we're generally out of alignment with the guiding force. That instead, we are listening to the thoughts within our minds and typically being headstrong about the issues that are facing us. Whenever we are listening to our heads, we do not have the attention and space to listen to our hearts. For our hearts are always aligned with the guiding force, which leads us to where it is we need to be guided to. For the heart is simple, it speaks simple truths. It leads to a simple life, a life devoid of stress, devoid of tension. Life just works when you're in alignment with your heart and the guiding force. So how do you tap back into your heart and listen to its subtle guidance? The first step is to place your awareness out of your mind and into your heart center. You've already seen how to silence the voice within your mind. However, the first step is to close your eyes and just listen to the little voice within your mind. Now, it may be saying, what little voice? I don't have a little voice. Well, that is the little voice. Simply place your awareness and attention on the little voice within your mind and get to know its tempo, get to know its volume, get to know its tone, and also get to know what it says to you. Become aware of what the little voice within your mind is saying to you. The almost constant noise within your mind that is full of chatter, worries, judgments, and assessments. Then start to treat the little voice within your mind like a young child who is wanting your attention. Then rather than getting locked into what it is saying, just start to treat the voice within your mind like a little child. When you're treating it like a little child that wants your attention, then simply say to it, thank you for sharing with your inner voice. You'll probably notice a little pause within your thoughts, like there is a space between the thoughts, a gap within the thoughts that are going through your mind. This gap is what the Buddhists call no mind. It is a space within your mind when the constant chatter is not present, like there is nothing going through your mind, an empty mind. You can then instead place your awareness and attention on this empty space within your thoughts, and this is called no mind, to rest in no mind. For it is okay to give yourself permission not to think. This is the space that allows you to listen to the subtle voice within your heart. For the voice within the heart is subtle, it's quiet, it's gentle. It says only a few words at a time. Usually the voice of the heart gets drowned out by the constant chatter of the voice within your mind. So the first step to listening to your heart is to silence the voice within your head. By thanking it for sharing and instead placing your attention and awareness on the space of no mind that naturally arises when it's silenced. When you're in a state of no mind, the next thing to do is to place your attention and awareness on your heart center. Your heart center is located within the middle of your chest, within your breastbone, and it's about the size of a golf ball. This is where the yogis say the heart chakra is located. When tapping into my heart center, I find placing the tips of my three middle fingers and exerting a slight pressure allows me to locate, tap in, and feel my heart center faster. By doing this, I notice I can physically feel the middle of my heart center a lot more. Once my attention and awareness is placed on my heart center, I then spend a few moments exploring the physical sensations around my heart center, to rest in my heart center, to sit in my heart center, to be and dwell in my heart center. Resting my mind within my heart center and placing my awareness and attention on my heart center. I find doing this will connect me deeper within my heart center. When I'm residing in my heart center, I then start to ask my heart center questions and then listen to what my heart has to say. For this is how to tap into the wisdom of your heart, to the subtle voice within your own heart. To ask a question of your heart, you just use the same inner voice that you use to thank the voice within your mind for sharing. The voice you use to ask questions of your heart is similar to an inner whisper. It is similar to the inner voice you can silently hear as you're reading words on a page in front of you. Using this inner voice, you can also use it to ask questions of your heart. I find simple questions starting with what tend to work the best. For example, you can ask your heart the following questions. Question one, what is it you want me to know right now? The second question, what would you like me to do? The third question, what are you wanting to tell me? Sometimes simply asking what of your heart is all you need to ask. It's more about setting the intention of wanting to connect with your heart and what it wants to communicate with you. Then it's just a matter of listening to your heart. When talking with your heart, it is a lot more about listening rather than talking. Similar to being with a shy child. If you're soft and gentle and allow them the time and space, then they'll start to naturally interact with you. Similar with listening to your heart, the idea is to be gentle and to listen. Now, the voice of the heart is soft and the voice of the heart is gentle. The voice of the heart only speaks a few words at a time, and the voice of the heart uses simple words and it has a slower rhythm and endless wisdom. So when communicating with your heart, firstly, place your attention on your heart center. I find touching the middle of the breastbone helps. Then set your intention to connect with your heart and ask what questions with your inner voice. Then just listen to the answers from your heart. It's almost like it comes through your imagination, the language of the soul, imagining what your heart says to you. For the imagination is real when the voice of your heart rings true. After you've listened to your heart, always thank it for its wisdom. Thank it for speaking with you. And I find it's also good to ask if it too has any questions of you, if there is anything it wants you to know. Let your heart know that you'll continue to ask it for guidance. For no matter what happens, your heart is always there just waiting for you to listen to it again. After you've listened to your heart, it is then important to follow its guidance if you want to align with your heart. Despite what your mind thinks of the messages that come from your heart, follow its guidance. For the heart has its reasons, of which reason knows nothing, that mere logic mostly cannot make sense of. I find it is usually in retrospect that the mind starts to see the wisdom in the guidance of the heart long after the decision has been made. So, if ever you feel your life is out of alignment with the guiding force and not flowing, take the time to tap in, be with, and listen to your heart. For your heart is in constant alignment with the guiding force, continually offering you words of wisdom and support. It's just a matter of listening to the subtle voice within your heart and following its wisdom to get back into the aligned flow of life again.